baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition of Before You Bet, proudly presented by BetMGM. That's right. We got a new sponsor here on the show. Very happy to welcome BetMGM on board. So make sure you check them out for all of your football betting needs. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Okay, baby, we got a great big show planned for you guys today. An absolute avalanche of picks for the NFL. Of course, we got Friday night NFL football, the usual slate of Sunday games. So I think, maybe 11 total picks here for the NFL. And of course, college football too. This is our mega football show every single Friday. It's going to be me, Jingles, Brad Powers, breaking down all of our best bets from the world of football for the weekend that is to come. Okay, so a lot to get into, but a quick reminder to you guys, a lot of new viewers starting to tune into the show. Make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel. Lots of great content here covering everything that's worth covering in the world of sports betting. Not just football, UFC, baseball, hockey, basketball coming up. Everything you can bet on that's worth betting on, we're covering it here. If you guys want to participate in the live chat, I invite you to do so. Hit up that live chat on YouTube, on X. Let us know what your best bets are for these games tonight and this weekend. Okay, speaking of live chat, shout out to our guy, Nick Newport Jr. We appreciate your viewership. Okay, let us go to my guy. Not a lot of time here to waste. Our guy with the sexiest smile in all sports betting, Jingle. So we split our picks. Not a good start. Not an awful start by any means, but we both went one-on-one with our picks for the Thursday night football game. A bit of a long night here. We had that delay. All those flags we saw, especially in the first half, hopefully that's not a pattern here that we see throughout the 2024 NFL season. But ultimately, a pretty good game. Went right down to the wire, of course. And I think my big takeaway from the game is it looks like the Kansas City Chiefs offense is back. Your thoughts on the game last night?
My biggest takeaway obviously comes with my loss of Derrick Henry for a reception. He had two targets, but they weren't really good targets. It was Justice Hill getting 50% of the snaps. Like, you saw Derrick Henry turn his head over on second down and tens, and he was coming out and being replaced. I thought his snap share would be much higher. It wasn't. Kansas City looked like they were going to be in control of that entire game. A big one was that interception that Mahomes obviously threw. The defense was already gassed after a long Baltimore drive previously. One interception and back. And then the issue right there with I was sweating. I had a bunch of parlays at minus 2.5, and it was nice to kind of get bailed out by Isaiah Likely's toe.
Yeah. Okay. So a little nugget for you guys to stash away, or you can bet this right now if you want. So the Ravens were really good after a loss last season, 4-0 straight up and against the spread with a win margin of around 17.5 points. They host the Raiders in week two. Line up for that game right now is 7.5 in favor of Baltimore. So it could be a big week for them in week two, but that's week two. We got a lot more week one action to discuss, and it starts tonight in beautiful Brazil. Sexy looking matchup here with the Eagles as a small favorite over the Packers. So let's get right into the action here. No spread bet for me. I'm going to go with the total. I think this is going to be a fun game. I'm going to take the over on 49.5. Let me break it down for you. So the Packers offense and Jordan Love, they really came together in the second half last season, 27 or more points five times. That started with that big win on Thanksgiving in Detroit. Now, big storyline here for the Eagles, turnover at the coordinators, offensive and defensive. Vic Fangio taking over the defense. He's got a pretty good reputation, but he also has a reputation that his defenses take a little bit of time to get going. This was absolutely the case when he was the defensive coordinator for my Miami Dolphins last season. Early in the season, the Dolphins got lit up for 34 points in one game against the Chargers. Also a 48 point given up by their defense in Buffalo in one game. Then we take a look at the other side of the ball. Philly's offense, I do expect a return to form. Aggressive new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. Everybody is healthy. this was one of the better offenses in the NFL before the wheels fell off in the second half. Like I said, everyone is healthy. I think there's too much talent on the offensive side of the football for this to fail for the Eagles. Then you throw Saquon Barkley in the mix. I think it's going to be a fun game. So I'm going to take the over and a prop bet that I like for this game. I think Jalen Hurts is going to be slinging it here tonight. New offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. He loves to sling it. Chargers, who he was the OC for last year, they ranked 6th in pass play percentage last season. Justin Herbert averaged 36.6 pass attempts per game in games where he played the full game. He got taken out of one there at the end when he got injured. But they were throwing it a lot. I think that's going to continue tonight. They could be playing catch up. Like I said, I think this is going to be a high scoring game. Maybe not a very high usage rate for Barkley here right off the bat. They might not look to run him into the ground. So Packers Eagles over 49.5. Hurts over 32.5 pass attempts. My best bet for the Friday night football game. Jingles, you were targeting AJ Brown. What do you like for him?
Yeah, there are some interesting things. They brought it up on First Up on 1050 today with Krolnick and Koliakville, who you were on, did a great spot this morning. They were saying that Green Bay is like a two and a half hour commute from Corinthians Arena, which sounds awful. Philadelphia is right around the corner in their hotel, and that the game will be played at 9 o'clock local time at night, which is super late. And that the, I believe it's Independence Day in Brazil too. So it sounds like an absolute mess of a job if they're trying to get there. But I like how we're kind of pivoting on the same side of this Philly offense. AJ Brown at 69.5 seems like a very good number, considering he was kind of in that 74, 75 to 80 range. He went 125 yards in 6 straight games, weeks 3 to 8. And I think we'll see that increase in passing rate and just pace of play under Kellen Moore. So there's a lot to like there. I don't think Jaire Alexander is a guy who's sitting there following him around the entire defensive side of the field. So against Eric Stokes, there's a decent matchup, and he can do it in high volume or low volume. So I like that number. And because it's AJ Brown, I think the alt overs are in play too, up to 100.
Okay. On to Sunday, and I got to find a way to back my Miami Dolphins. And I'm just not biased. I think we got the numbers. I think we got the logic to back this one up. I'm going to take the Dolphins to go over their team total. I think set that very modestly here, 26.5 points, minus 112 on this one. So this could be light work here for the Dolphins offense after averaging 31.9 points on their home field, where they averaged 6.7 yards per play. This offense has been starting their seasons fast under Mike McDaniel, an average of 35.5 points in games 1 through 3 in McDaniel's first 2 seasons. Of course, this is highlighted by their 70-point performance in their home opener last season against the Broncos. A few other very high-scoring games mixed in there as well. And how do you disrupt the Dolphins? How do you throw off their offense? Well, you got to knock Tua off of his spot. You got to disrupt his timing. I don't think the Jaguars have the tools to do this. Coming into the season, Pro Football Focus has their defensive line ranked 26th. They have their secondary ranked 29th. So Tua and these receivers could absolutely go off. I could see them zipping up and down the field here Sunday in Miami. Let's go. Dolphins, baby. Okay. Not really a big household name here, but someone you think better should have on their radars maybe for Sunday. Ray Davis. What do you like for him?
Davis. I just think books struggle to price rookie running backs within their role. It might take a few weeks before they actually price them correctly. 550 is good. 500 is good. 450 is good. It was at 650. I love James Cook this year. I think Buffalo is going to be one of the run heaviest teams in all of football, but he's a between the 20s guy. Ty Johnson is not the goal line back. They're going to want to keep Josh Allen healthy. That means keeping him out of those 10-yard runs at first and goal from the 10. So give me Ray Davis, big back. They liked him. Talk about a physical runner. This is what I want. If he scores here, I mean, this thing could shorten up to like plus 250 next week. So starting to fall, plus 500, plus 550 is a great price.
Okay, next up.
Let's add it to Arizona, and that Buffalo could be the highest scoring offense in week 1, and that game could be an absolute shootout too.
Okay, next up, let us keep rolling. A couple exciting picks right off the bat for me. Now let's get into a couple boring ones. We're going to start in New Orleans, the Panthers in 10, and I'm going to go under this total of 41.5 points. So no need to sugarcoat it here. I'm pretty much going with an avalanche of under trends to support this bet here. So 7 straight matchups between these teams have gone under, with those games having an average combined score of just 32.1. So some very low scoring matchups in the recent history between these teams. Then you check out the Panthers last season. They closed out last season on a 9-2 under tear. The Saints have gone under in 7 straight games at home. Now, obviously, these things obviously don't always carry over from season to season, but I still think we got some breathing room here with this number of 41.5, considering just how bad Carolina's offense was last season, easily the worst in the NFL. So we will go under there. Next up, another player prop from you, Joe Mixon.
Joe,
what do we like for him?
I like the price for a TD at +115. Like, this is an insane price for a guy that's going to be riding the coattails of one of the best offenses in all football. The Colts struggled with allowing rushing touchdowns, finished 29th last year. But D'Amico Ryan's recently mentioned that they need to run the ball in the red zone to have success. Who's getting the bag this year? Joe Mixon, 3 years, big bucks. They're going to give him the ball. Damian Pierce, obviously not the answer. And one of my other favorite angles, I mean, Stroud is not a poaching quarterback. So there's a lot to like when it gets in tight, and Joe Mixon at plus money, maybe even like to -115 is kind of where you like it. Like in that Isaiah Pacheco range that we saw last night.
Okay. Next up for me, another under bet. You guys know I love my totals. I had a lot of success with them last season, and hopefully that will bleed into this season. So let's go under in this game in Tampa Bay. We got the Commanders in 10 taking on the Buccaneers, going to go under 42.5 for this matchup. So check out Bucs home games last season, rock bottom scoring, 7-2 to the under with the average combined score of just 35.4 points. So some pretty big time coaching changes for each of these squads here. Dan Quinn obviously takes over Washington. Their defense absolutely stunk last year, but this is a defensive minded guy. I think he's going to give that defense a little bit of a boost. And then, of course, no more Dave Canales at offensive coordinator calling plays here for Tampa Bay. That's a guy who was credited with turning around Baker Mayfield's career. So I could see that offense taking a step back. And finally, we have a rookie QB, Jaden Daniels, making his debut versus another defensive-minded head coach in Todd Bowles. Pro Football Focus grades the Commanders' offensive line as the 27th unit in football. So you take that bad offensive line, you get a rookie quarterback taking on a defense that's traditionally very blitz heavy, ranked top 10 in sacks last year. I think points could be hard to come by in Tampa Bay. Another rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, getting a lot of positive buzz coming into the season. What are you thinking for him?
Yeah, it's same spot. He's a difficult guy to price in his markets. And I believe his over rush attempts is at 3.5. But if you can get the alt up to 5, get that +155. I really like this play. We saw him run 6 carries, 29 yards across 2 preseason games spanning 7 drives. So he showed that he can run. This is a rookie quarterback making his first start at Lumen Field. It's going to be loud. He's going to take his eyes down the field. There's a lot of spots where he could just tuck and run. Even just 2 yards, 1 yard, will take it. It's a carry. It doesn't matter. There's outs with that. There's outs with maybe they get the ball late in the first half. Let's not do anything crazy with our rookie quarterback on the road. Take the knee. There's one. And who knows? Maybe Denver could surprise here in a win, and we could get a couple Bo Nix kneels in victory formation. But there's lots of outs, and people might be surprised at what Bo Nix can actually do and the volume in which he's running this year.
Okay, we are absolutely rolling here. 3 more picks in the NFL to go. Brad Powers right after that, closing in on 1,000 live viewers right now. Guys, hit up that live chat. Let us know who you like in the NFL and college football this weekend. And if you are not subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel, make sure you do so right now. Okay, let's keep going here. So I've gone exciting, exciting, boring, boring. Let's get back to exciting Sunday night football. Looks like a shootout going to take place here in Detroit. Highest total of the week, and I still don't mind the over. Do not be scared of that big number here. So you might say, Joe, these teams only combined for 47 points in the wild card game last year. That's true, but I think that final score was misleading. Both of these offenses moved the ball with ease, combined for around 750 yards of offense. But the Rams really got held back by poor play in the red zone. They were 0-for-3 in the red zone. They weren't converting a lot on third down in that game either. Then we check out some of these trends here from last season. The Lions love these indoor games, these dome games. They were 10-4 to the under when playing inside last season. A lot of sky-high scoring. They easily topped 30 points in a lot of those games. And then we check out the Rams here. This is a team that could have extreme contrast here between their defense and their offense. No Aaron Donald for their defense. They could be in contention for having one of the worst defenses in the league. But offensively, this could be a top five offense here. From weeks 12 to 17 last season, they averaged over 30 points. People saying that their offensive line might not be so good. I think McVay and Stafford, they understand the assignment here. Get the ball out quickly. It could be a shootout. They could be playing catch up. So a lot of points here at Ford Field on Sunday night. Jingles, your final pick, Joshua Palmer. What do we like for him?
First, the setting. Obviously, I'm big on receiver overs indoors. I mean, obviously, they price it well on totals, but I don't think it prices the exact same across the prop world. So Palmer over 44.5, minus 114. I like the alt at 50. I think this is a spot where Josh Palmer is going to be the lead man in this passing game just because of DJ Chark. Very questionable. Austin Eckler gone. Ladd McConkey has not had a lot of work with Justin Herbert because of his injury. And I think a lot of people are still worried about Justin Herbert, who looks fine and is ready to go. Last year, absolutely roasted Las Vegas. 7 catches, 190 yards, and a score over 2 games. Averaged 70.5 yards per game over his last. I'm getting wide receiver 1 versus the Raiders indoors at 44.5 yards. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's wrap things up with my 6-point teaser of the weekend. I will do a teaser every single Friday show. And keep track, and hopefully I keep track of all my picks, of course, but hopefully go on a nice little run with these as I have done in previous seasons. So the week 1 teaser pairing, we are going to take the Bengals, tuck them gently inside of that 3 down to -2.5, pair them with the Colts at home all the way up to +9. Number 1 rule of teaser betting, crossing key numbers, doing so with both teams going in different directions, getting through that 3 and that 7. So I don't know, not a whole lot of explanation needed for taking the Bengals here. New England at the very bottom of a rebuild here. Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback, a rookie head coach. This is a roster that is completely void of talent. I think the only real case here for New England would be that the Bengals in some of these previous seasons, they come out very flat. They've been upset before, but I think there's some continuity with this team. I think that's going to be a bit of a theme for their prep this season. Guys, we got to come out with a little bit more urgency here, so don't be surprised if they destroy the Patriots. So not a whole lot of convincing needed there, but the Bengals here, or the Colts at home, taking them up to +9. Don't forget, the Colts and the Texans, these teams were neck and neck right through the entire regular season. Remember that week 18 game? That's a game the Colts probably should have won. Remember the running back dropped that pass there for Minshew towards the end of the game. And that was a bit of like a fork in the road type of result. The Texans end up winning the game. They end up winning the wild card game. They go on and take the Ravens. As a result, partially because of that, they're a bit of a darling coming into the season, a very trendy pick. Meanwhile, people are kind of looking at the Colts as a bit of a toss-up team. And that wasn't the best version of this Colts team we saw last season. Gardner Minshew at quarterback. I think we're going to see a better version with Anthony Richardson in there. And at the very least, they can keep this one close here on Sunday. So there you have it. An avalanche of picks. That's here for a week. There's more I've learned from years past. I just gave out like 6 picks here. I've learned from years past, don't go too crazy in week 1. Like, you heard some of these breakdowns, a lot of it is from stuff last year, and some of it will carry over, some of it will not. But you got to have more on your card than these picks you gave out today, right? If I know you.
My volume is silly. Like, I'll look down and there'll be 56 bets on the day. It's
56?
I struggle with it, yeah.
I feel bad with 6 here, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There, you know, if you can get in some of these spots, I'll probably be digging into backup running back props and backup tight end props here on Sunday morning, seeing what comes out. I love those little dinky over 2.5 receiving yards for the backup or the third down running back. So, yeah,
we'll see what's available. And a perfect note. We saw it last night. Like, if you're looking, if you're an under guy and you're looking for some great value, wait for the books to open. Number 3 wide receivers, number 4 wide receivers an hour before the game. They don't open them early for a reason. And you get guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, unders at smaller numbers. So there's lots of value. Always check in right at the 30-minute mark. Some things open up.
Indeed. Okay, so Jingles, that's not it for you for week one content. You have a bunch of stuff already up at the Covers YouTube channel. Before you split, tell the people about it.
TDs, milestones, doing Sunday night football, putting together a pretty solid little picks and predictions there. Really like David Montgomery and his over carries in that game. And then, I don't know, just sticking with baseball. It's a softer market now with a lot more eyes on football. So there's a few more edges there as the season goes along. I know nobody wants to bet it, but hey, afternoon, let's roll into some football for Friday.
Okay, that is it for the NFL segment here on our Mega Football Friday show. Jingles, thank you very much, my man. Best of luck with those bets, and we will catch you again for Monday Night Football on Monday, of course. Have a blast watching the games.
Thanks, Joe. Later, pal.
Okay, from the pros to college, from Ontario down to sunny Las Vegas, let's go to our guy there, Brad Powers. Brad, how you making out?
Doing well. I concur with the teaser that you gave out. I love that teaser this week.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of burned by teasers before early in seasons, specifically by the Bengals. I remember, I think it might have been last year, Steelers, or the year before. There was a game in Dallas where it was Cooper Rush starting, and the Cowboys upset them. So, yeah, haven't learned my lesson with the Bengals, but we will see how that goes here on Sunday. Hopefully they've learned their lesson. Okay, Brad, so we got some big games to get into, a few other things. Brad, of course, was on the show on Monday. He gave out 3 best bets there. East Carolina, Old Dominion, over 51 is what he gave out on Monday. That's now all the way up to 54. So we talked about trying to get the best of the number, getting in early. So the value pretty much sucked right out of that. He also gave Baylor plus 15. Not a whole lot of movement there. That's actually, I saw that down to plus 14.5. And UCF minus 21. I saw that at minus 21.5. If you're interested in his breakdowns, it's very easy to go back and watch that Monday show here on the Covers YouTube channel. Go to the live section and you will see it right there. Okay, before we get into the big games here going down tomorrow, Brad, we have 3 games on the board tonight, Friday night college football action. Anything stand out to you there?
Yeah, I got a best bet tonight. It's BYU plus 11.5. And it's more of a fade on SMU. I think the market's giving SMU way too much credit. I mean, this is a team that's being priced as a really good Power 4 conference team. This is obviously their first year as a Power 4 conference team. Last year, they won and had their best season in 40 years, but they beat a bunch of tomato cans. I just question wins over Charlotte and North Texas. BYU's in a little bit of a category, specifically BYU's team this year. Not that this is a great BYU team by any stretch, but they are improved compared to where they were a year ago. I also look, this is a BYU team that made the jump last year. As a program, I feel like they're a year ahead of SMU, and they got their struggles in last year, but at the end of the year, they really fought and didn't give up on their season. They almost upset Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, so I think BYU is undervalued. I don't say this often, Joe, but I think BYU is live tonight as a double-digit underdog.
Okay. So let's add BYU to the best bet category here for Brad. If you're looking for some Friday night college action to pair with some Friday night NFL action. Okay, so a handful of big games here this weekend. Let's get things started. Texas favored by 7 in Michigan. Total of 42 for this one. This is the first time Michigan has been a home dog since November 2021 versus Ohio State. How do you see this one going down?
I lean with Michigan, plus 7. Now, if you can find a 7.5 where it was yesterday, and it looks like it might want to try to go back there, I mean, it would become a best bet. Obviously, we're talking a key number of 7, very low total. But I like the matchup as far as Michigan's defensive front. I think it could be even better than last year's defensive front. Maybe not as deep, but just as talented, if not more talented than last year's group. that I thought was one of the best in the country, if not the best defensive line in the country. I think there's an overreaction here. You could have bet this game at pretty much every single sports book in the country prior to an hour before last week's kickoff. And it was pretty much Texas favored by 3.5 everywhere and didn't move. It was sat there for weeks. And yet after one data point, we're up to on a low total, we're up to 7 and 7.5 in some spots. So I think it's an overreaction, but going to treat it kind of like the NFL because we're talking the top level of college football here. So give me the Wolverines.
All right, the home dog there. Okay, next up, let's talk this Iowa State game. Iowa favored by 3, a very low total here, 35. Yeah. It's the lowest on the board here. You know, if you dig into it, an avalanche of undertrends for these teams and within this matchup. Now, Jake Butt was on the show with us yesterday. He absolutely loves Iowa, -3. He gave that out as his favorite bet of the week in college football. Are you in agreement with Jake?
I am in agreement. I'd prefer the 2.5. It might get there. Yeah. It was there earlier this week. Why are you saying this, Brad? Well, it's another very low total where a half a point makes all the difference in the world, especially around key numbers of 3 and 7. But I still lean Iowa at 3 for a variety of reasons. Number one, they've owned the series. Well, why have they owned the series? Well, it's been pretty much the same playbook in the last 8 years where they won 7 of the matchups. You know, play defense, run the football, force turnovers. And here's the thing. Iowa State couldn't run last week against an FCS opponent in North Dakota. They had to throw a bunch. And if you can't run and develop a balanced attack against Iowa, Iowa will turn you over. And Iowa's won the turnover battle in the last 8 matchups between these two teams. And I liked what I saw from Iowa's offense, believe it or not. I bet against Iowa last week. I felt pretty good about that bet when it was 6-0 at halftime. And all of a sudden, Iowa put a 40 spot. So maybe this Iowa offense is improved. How could they not be? They were terrible last year.
Yeah, that's what Jake was saying yesterday. He was saying big improvements here for Iowa's offense. So we'll see if they go over that number there at 35. Okay, next up, Tennessee all the way up to -10 here versus NC State, total of 60.5. Now, this line has been on the move all week. Yep. It was 8.5 when we were discussing it on yesterday's show, opened in the ballpark of 5.5. So why such a drastic line move? And what do you think of the game from a betting perspective?
I agree with the line move, but you can't lay 10 now when you could have gotten as low as 6.5 in some places, even on Sunday, very early Sunday morning, you could have gotten 4.5. You just can't play into that big of a move at this point. But reason being is two very disparate week one results. This is one where, you know, there should have been an adjustment because both teams played FCS schools last week. Both comparable FCS schools as far as a power rating within a point or two of one another. You had one team win by almost 70. You had one team trailing in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, you do have to react a little bit. Tennessee's offense looked like the offense from 2 years ago, which was the best in the country. Nico Iamaliava is their new quarterback. Big-time upgrade over Joe Milton, to say the least. Defense looks good up front. NC State, this is the type of game where they lost – their leader for the last 3 years on defense. His name is Peyton Wilson, 4'4", linebacker, can play in space, run sideline to sideline. I mean, against a Tennessee that spreads you out, you need a guy like that. They don't have him, and that defense doesn't look good the last 2 data points without Wilson. So I like Tennessee to win, but I can't lay 10. So we're going to go over the total. I do think NC State's offense is much better, and I just got done saying I think Tennessee's offense could be one of the best in the country.
Yeah, 69 points last week. Okay, so those fall into the big game bets category. Let's go back to the best bets category. You have another best bets to add to your docket here this weekend. What are we looking at?
Yeah, I'm going to lay the 9 with Kansas State with a favorite on the road. The first thing I asked myself, besides what my power rating is, and I made the power rating almost 11, so through a key number of 10, I've got some overlap there. But what's the motivation here? Well, just 2 years ago in the season that Kansas State won the Big 12 championship, they lost to Tulane at home. So, and you got the same coaching staff for Kansas State. So I think there will be attention to detail for this game for Kansas State. Tulane, I've been down on Tulane compared to market expectations. I got a new coach. I like their new coach, but with a new roster, new quarterback, and first time big time game atmosphere for him, I'd prefer to lay it here with Kansas State -9.
All right, we'll throw a question at you before we let you out the door. So sometimes the casual sports bettor out there, Brad, they just want to bet on their team. But sometimes in college football, it's tough, especially when you cheer for a good team and they're playing against a crap team because the spreads are just so out of control. For example, this weekend, Georgia's favored by 44.5 points versus Tennessee Tech. LSU favored by 50.5 versus Nicholls State. So do you have a specific approach to looking at these games with these massive spreads? Do you avoid them? Is there some special things to consider looking at big numbers like this?
Well, it always comes down to power rating. Now, just until the last 3-4 years, I didn't power rate the FCS. So to me, it just basically came down to, you know, was a team off a big win, motivational factors? Is it like a top 20 FCS team where I kind of know a little bit? Now I know pretty much what I need to know as far as every FCS team. So first off, comes with the power rating. How big of an overlap do I need, though, on a 50-point spread? I mean, it's not like, oh, the number's off a point, I'm going to make the bet. No, you need to, for me, you need to be even more than 3 points off. In some cases, a touchdown off for me to be comfortable to lay it or take it with some of these big favorites. It's tough to quantify this always, but what's the motivation for margin? Georgia's off a big win. Do they have motivation for margin? I got to question that. But the last thing I'll say, though, the gap between these two divisions, FBS and FCS, is only widening. I mentioned this stat on Twitter. If you bet the money line on the favorite in every FBS versus FCS game so far this season, you're 61-0, and they've covered. They're supposed to win. They're winning. Yeah. Well, they're covering these spreads, too, at a 57% clip. So huge spreads, and they're still covering them. So I am more inclined, Joe, than ever before to lay some of these big numbers.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah, we'll see how those results shake out here this weekend. Okay, Brad, we will leave it at that, but Brad will be right back with us on Monday to try to get an early jump on some of these Week 3 college football lines. Don't forget, Brad is with us every Monday and Friday here throughout football season. So, Brad, thank you very much for joining. Best of luck with all your bets, and we will catch you again on Monday.
I can't believe you didn't ask me about Colorado. I lean with the Buffaloes this week. Take care. Good luck with your bets. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Big Buffaloes fan right there. Best of luck to Brad. Yeah, that's usually top of the list for things to ask Brad about Dion and Colorado. Okay, that does it, guys. Very efficient show here today. In and out in about 32 minutes. We had a poll up in the live chat. Pretty tight here. 52% of our viewers like the Packers to cover at +2.5. It should be a tight game. Hopefully a very high scoring game tonight. Should be a fun one. Might be tough to top that game last night, especially how it ended. But all those flags, come on. Rough show. Hopefully the NFL can get on top of that and correct that. Okay, let's do a recap of my best bets here. Tonight we are going to go Packers versus Eagles over 49.5. I like Jalen Hurts over 32.5 pass attempts. Then my Miami Dolphins over their team total of 26.5. And John Mettler picking on me. I said I'm not biased. And he says wearing a Dolphin shirt and a helmet behind him. I think I had pretty good logic to back up the pick here, to be fair, John. Then we're going to go Panther Saints under 41.5. Commanders Bucks under 42.5. Rams Lions over 52. If you guys are new to the show, I love betting totals, and I like teasers too. 6-point teaser of the week, Bengals -2.5, Colts +9. Then we take a look at what Jingles gave out here to open the show. A.J. Brown over 69.5 receiving yards. Ray Davis anytime touchdown +550. Joe Mixon anytime touchdown +115. Bo Nix, 5 or more rushing yards. And Josh Palmer. Over 44.5 receiving yards. I cannot wait to Sunday. The countdown for Red Zone. You turn it on and they're counting down from, I think they start at like a 5-minute mark or whatever. Very, very, very excited for that. I love this Friday show. We're going to be doing this every single Friday. It's going to be a mega show. NFL, college football, no nonsense, not a lot of chit chat. Just right down to business here, giving out picks, talking about the biggest games of the week. If you're just watching the show, if you're just tuning in now, it's very easy to go back and start over if you want to watch the replay. If you're watching the replay, hit up the comment section right down there. Let us know what you like this weekend in college football and in the NFL. And I'll say it one last time, if you're new to the show, if you're new to covers, make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel. A lot of great content here. All the football. We have a UFC video coming up for the Fight Night card tomorrow. Myself and Roe breaking down our best bets. It has been a profitable year in the UFC for us. Hopefully it'll be a profitable year in the NFL and college football. So we will leave it at that. But we're going to be right back with you guys on Monday. Big Monday night football game. Jets, 49ers. We're going to have Brad Powers trying to get a jump on some week 3 college football lines. So you're going to want to tune in. Guys, best of luck with all of your bets tonight and this weekend. We will catch you again on Monday. Woo!